Today in Jamaica, authorities allowed journalists into parts of the West Kingston slums, where residents and security forces have been clashing all week. The death toll officially stands at 71, but local human rights activists say the number may be even higher. NPR's Jason Beaubien went into the section known as Tivoli Gardens, along with other journalists, under a tightly controlled tour organized by the Jamaican Army.
We were herded onto a bus at the Hilton Hotel and driven into the embattled, trash-strewn slums of West Kingston. Major Ricardo Blackwood of the Jamaican Army said soldiers are still carrying out block-by-block searches of homes, particularly in Lizard Town, and he said journalists would be allowed to walk briefly through one part of Tivoli Gardens that had already been cleared.
We have to move quickly through the area, and that is not negotiable.
Over the weekend, residents started barricading the neighborhood when the government announced plans to arrest Christopher Dudas Koch. U.S. prosecutors accused Koch of running a multi-million dollar drug and weapons smuggling operation. Hundreds of Jamaican soldiers and police who stormed the area were met by burning ramparts and gunfire from the boxy tenements. After days of intense confrontations, soldiers now dominate the streets. The barricades, at least in this part of West Kingston, have been bulldozed to the sides of the roadways.
You'll be escorted by the ground commanders and a security detail.
Major Blackwood stressed that we were free to interview residents, but only when and where his troops said we could. Then we moved through this part of Tivoli Gardens, flanked on all sides by heavily armed soldiers and police. Despite our intimidating security detail, women were eager to tell us how the security forces stormed into the neighborhood, shot up their houses, and rounded up all the young men.
They took them out. They took my 16-year-old from Monday.
Katerine Bennett showed me the bullet holes in her windows and the grenade pockmarks on her neighbor's cement steps. Bennett says the soldiers burst into every house.
Well, they told everybody to come out. They told us to come outside. They started hanging us like animals, told us to lay down on the floors, told us to go home. Everybody was held in that house over there on the ground.
Bennett says they took her 16-year-old son 3 days ago, and she has no idea where he is or even if he's okay. Despite the massive operation that left some 70 people dead, police say they only seized six weapons. The main target of their search, Christopher Koch, is still at large. Significant sections of the Jamaican capital are now under control of the military. Katerine Bennett says the government's operation against Christopher Koch has been terrible.
What is your view of Mr. Koch? I mean, is he respected in the community?
Yes, he is, yes.
Come on, sir,
yes,
let's go. Time to move.
Why?
Yeah?
Why is he?
Because he has done a lot of things for the community. Otherwise, commercial-wise.
Come on, please, let's go.
Then a policeman in riot gear with an assault rifle moves us along. This is Christopher Dudas Koch's home turf. Since the 1970s, Kingston slums have been divided politically into garrisons. A particular garrison supports a particular political party. The local don, in this case, Dudas Koch, gets out the votes, and in exchange, he gets to operate largely unimpeded. But there's a growing sense that these dons have grown too powerful. The U.S. has been clamoring for Koch's extradition, and this finally pushed the Jamaican government to go after him. The Minister of Information, Daryl Vaz, in a press conference this afternoon, said all residents of West Kingston will soon be allowed to freely come and go from their neighborhoods. And he acknowledged that there have been accusations of abuse by the security forces.
The government of Jamaica has taken note and is very concerned of alleged reports of misconduct in operations that have taken place over the last 5 days.
Those allegations include the killing of innocent civilians. Minister Vaz says the Jamaican Public Defender's Office will set up a special office in the area to gather information and complaints from citizens. And 5 days after this offensive began, the head of the operation denied rumors that Christopher Koch had been killed or captured. He said they still don't know where the alleged drug lord is. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kingston.